Bonfires were lit across Georgia overnight to mark 1 year since the former Soviet Republic's five-day war with Russia over breakaway South Ossetia. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
Exactly 1 year ago, Georgia launched an assault on South Ossetia following days of clashes with separatists and years of escalating tensions with Moscow. The move provoked a devastating Russian counterstrike that ended on August the 12th. The bombardment also had profound consequences for the civilian population. 390 lost their lives at the height of the conflict, and some 190,000 were displaced. Press officer for the International Committee of the Red Cross, Kerr Kaplan, says that people are still trying to get their lives back to normal 1 year on.
The end of the active hostilities did not resolve the problems or put an end to the needs of those who were worst affected by the hostilities. Now they are not active fighting, let's say, but many people are still struggling to get their lives back to normal.
The hostilities may have ceased, but an unfulfilled ceasefire pact and sporadic gunfire keep alive the risk of further tensions. Midnight bonfires in the Georgian capital and other towns marked the first in a series of competing ceremonies on Friday in the South Caucasus country and rebel South Ossetia. Today, in a stark reminder of the tensions that still exist, Georgian police hold positions behind sandbags a few hundred metres from Tishkin Valley, and Russian soldiers stand 50 kilometres from Tbilisi. I'm Lydia O'Kane.